This is Pastor Rick's Daily Hope, the audio broadcast ministry of Pastor Rick Warren. Today we continue with a series called 40 Days in the Word. In these messages, Pastor Rick shares practical Bible study tools that will reignite your passion for God's Word and revolutionize your life as you grow closer to Jesus. First, we're excited to let you know that very generous friends of Daily Hope have stepped forward with a special $50,000 matching grant. That means any gift you give to help Daily Hope share God's Word with people everywhere will be doubled. So contact us right away. Go to PastorRick.com or text the word DAILY to 800-600-5004. Right now, here's Pastor Rick Warren with the final part of a message called How the Bible Changes Us.
The next time you get discouraged, the next time you feel fatigued, you're run out of energy, you're just out of, you know, pizzazz, why don't you come home and instead of turning on the television, try reading the Bible and see if that doesn't have a little bit more. Why? Because this has the power to change your life. It has the power in it, the God's power, to make changes. Television can tell you what to do. It doesn't have the power to give you to do it. Now, this will elevate your mood. And that's why every day you need to spend a little bit of time alone with God. We call it a quiet time. I don't care what you call it. Daily devotional, personal inspiration time, doesn't matter. It's a little time where you get quiet and you spend time with God and you think about His Word, you read His Word, and you talk to Him and you just listen. A good verse is this verse, back to Psalm 119, 114. I love this in the Message paraphrase. You're my place of quiet retreat. I wait for your word to renew me. The word of God is meant to renew you. The word of God is meant to encourage you. The word of God is meant to give you hope. Now, if you're discouraged and you've lost hope, it tells me one thing. You're certainly not in this book. Because if you were, you would not be discouraged. And if you were, you would have hope. Because the more you read this book, when you feel things are hopeless, the more you need to get in the Bible. The more you feel discouraged, the more you need to get in the Bible. Because all of these things, it recreates my life, gives me a fresh start when my life's falling apart. It eradicates my guilt for all the stupid things I've done. It activates my faith. It stimulates my growth. It illuminates my mind, and it elevates my mood. That's a good thing. One more. It liberates my potential. It liberates my potential. Now, this is so important because only God, your creator, knows your potential fully. You don't even know your potential fully. Your parents don't know your full potential. Your husband or your wife doesn't know your full potential. Your friends don't know your potential. Your boss doesn't really know your full potential. You don't even know the greatness inside you. Only God knows what you are truly capable of. And so you've got to spend time with God's word to get out of the boxes that other people have put you in. Right now, most people live for the expectations of others. They live for the approval of others. They worry, what will other people think? Your life has been so limited by tapes of people who lied to you. Sometimes they didn't even mean to do it, but they did it. And sometimes growing up, you heard things like, you can't do that. You'll never be good at that. Why can't you be like your brother? You're not going to be them. You're not worth much. You'll never amount to anything. And you were told all these things, and you believed those tapes, and you played them over and over, and they lied. You don't even know the potential you're capable of. You use such a small fraction of your brain, you don't need more intelligence. You just need to use the intelligence you've got. And only God knows the full potential of your greatness, of the impact of your life. And only He can unlock that potential. Only He can set you free. Why? Because He's got the truth. Jesus said this, John 8, 31 and 32, if you continue in my word, then you are truly disciples of mine, and you'll know the truth, and the truth will set you free. It will unlock you. It will liberate you. It will make you able to do things you never thought you could ever possibly do. It'll set you free. All right, now let me just summarize. Would you like to have your life recreated after it fell apart, your guilt eradicated for everything you've ever done wrong, your faith activated so you'll have more confidence and courage, your growth stimulated so you'll become all you're meant to be, your mind illuminated so you can make wise decisions, your mood elevated so you're not down in the dumps, and your potential liberated? Is anybody interested in those seven things? Yeah. Okay, I am, I certainly am. It's all right here. You got to get in this book. This is why we're doing 40 Days in the Word. You're not going to have any of that done for you by television. You're not going to have any of that done for you by the internet. You're not going to have any of that even done for you by your friends. The only way you're going to have the eradication and the illumination and the liberation and the elevation and all these different things that God has said is by getting into this book. It's all in the Word. So how do I gain these benefits? Well, we're going to talk about that in depth over the next several weeks, but let me just give you a preview. Write these three things down. I've got to learn it, and I've got to accept it, and I've got to do it. Number one, I've got to learn it. I've got to learn the Word of God. You can't do something you've never learned about. Now, Jesus said in Mark 12:24, your trouble is that you don't know the Scriptures. And he says this to the Pharisees. He says, you know, you guys, you know what your trouble is? You just don't know the Scriptures. Now, follow me on this logic. What you think is your problem is not really your problem. Your problem is never your problem. Your problem is always your response to your problem. Because you can take two people and they have the exact same problems and one overcomes and one fails. One succeeds and one doesn't. Why? The problem is never the problem. The problem is always your response to the problem. Every problem is an opportunity. It depends on how you respond to it. It's an opportunity for growth. It's an opportunity for prayer. It's an opportunity to trust God more. It's an opportunity to develop in character. It's an opportunity to see God do a miracle. I could give you dozens of different opportunities in the problem that you think is a problem. The problem is not the circumstance. The problem is your response. And the reason why we get into so many problems is we don't know how to respond correctly to our problems. So we typically do the opposite of the right thing to do. There's a book, a verse in Proverbs that says, there's a way that seems right to men, to human beings, but it always ends in death. In fact, usually if you want to know what God's will on a subject, take what you'd naturally do and do the opposite. That's usually God's will. Because what our natural inclination is almost always wrong. For instance, if somebody hurts me, they say something mean to me, or they hit me in the face, my natural reaction is, I'm going to hurt him back. And I'm going to hurt him back hard. What's that do? Just upscales the thing. It's not my natural reaction to forgive it and let it go. And yet that's the way that you get set free from the past, not by escalating it. When you hold a grudge, you don't really hold a grudge. It holds you. It holds you in a self-imposed prison of pain. You are only hurting yourself when you hold on to grudge. You're not hurting anybody else. You're hurting you. But it's natural to do that. Okay? We think that the way to be liked is to fake it and to pretend that we're not really who we are and to try to impress people by bragging when the exact opposite. The Bible says before honor is humility. The more you humble yourself, the more honest you are about your mistakes, the more people you're endeared to. The exact opposite of human nature is usually what God wants you to do. Now, we don't respond to problems correctly, so we make the problems worse. And that's why Jesus says, you know what your problem is? You don't know the Scripture. Because if you did, then you'd know how to respond correctly. And you wouldn't be making the problem worse, you'd be making the problem better. So you got to learn, because the Bible tells you how to act in every situation. Then I not only learn it, I have to accept it. And that means I accept its authority in my life. We talked a little bit about this in our first week. There are things in the Bible I don't understand, but I accept it. There are things in the Bible I don't like, but I accept it. There are things in the Bible that are inconvenient, but I accept it. There are things in the Bible I wish God had not said, but I accept it. Because God is God, and I'm not. And for me, trying to understand why God does what he does is like an ant trying to understand the internet. I don't have the brain capacity. If I understood why God did everything he did and tells us to do everything he tells us to do, I'd be God. But I'm not, and neither are you. And it's quite arrogant for me to say, I know, God, you've said this, but I think I know better. And so to accept the word of God means to say, God, this is going to be the guidebook for my life, for the rest of my life. I may not like it. I may not agree with it. It may not be popular. It may be politically incorrect. It may be hard to do. I may think it's impossible, but I'm still going to accept it as that's the right way to do it. Because you're God, and this is your word, and I'm not God. And I'm not setting myself up as my word's better than God's word. So I accept the word of God. The Bible says this in 1 Thessalonians 2. When you received the word of God, which you heard from us, Paul says, you accepted it not as the word of men, but as it actually is, the word of God, which is at work in you who believe. You got to believe it for God to work it in your life. So I learn it, and then I accept it as my authority, and the third thing I do is I act on it. I act on it. Jesus said this in John chapter 13, verse 17. Now that you know these things, you will be blessed since you know them. That's not what he says, is it? Now that you know these things, you will be blessed if you write them down in your notebook. No, now you know these things, you will be blessed if you what? You do them. You don't get blessed for the parts of the Bible you know. You get blessed for the parts of the Bible you do. So I've got to learn it, then I've got to accept it, then I've got to act on it. When I do that, you know what happens? My life gets recreated. My guilt gets eradicated. My moods get elevated. My faith gets activated. My spiritual growth, it just keeps growing and growing. It gets stimulated. My potential is liberated. All these things happen when I learn it and I accept it and I do it. Let's bow our heads. Would you pray in your heart, God, I want your word to be the authority of my life. I don't always agree with it. I don't always like it. It doesn't always make sense. It certainly isn't always convenient. Some of what you say, God, is not very popular today. But you don't lie. And the truth never changes. So I'm going to accept your word even when I don't understand it, even if it doesn't make sense to my puny little mind. I'm going to believe that you know what you're talking about. And God, I not only want to accept your word, I want to learn it, and I want to do it. And as I learn it and do it, will you recreate my life? Would you make the rest of my life the best of my life? I want to be born again through the word of truth. And would you set me free from the past by eradicating my guilt? Would you cleanse me with your word? Use that soap brush and just wash the dirt out of my life and the guilt and the shame out of my life. I don't want to hang on that garbage anymore. You've said faith comes from your word. Would you activate my faith as I study and read and learn your word? Stimulate my growth, build me up with the word of God. And Lord, a lot of times I get confused and I don't know which way to turn, but understanding your word brings light to the minds of ordinary people. And your word is a lamp to my feet and a light to my path. Would you illuminate my mind? And when I get down, when I get discouraged, and when I feel like giving up, Would you elevate my mood? As I look to your word for encouragement, as I find the promises that give me hope, you be the place of quiet retreat as I wait for your word to renew my life. And Father, all the stuff that has me stuck and hold me back and hinder my progress, I want you to unlock my potential, liberate my potential. Set me free as I continue in your word. If you've never invited Jesus Christ in your life, say, Jesus Christ, come into my life. Point the right direction. I want to learn to love you and trust you and follow you. I need you in my life. I want to go your way, not my own. From this day forward, I want to be born again through the living word. Help me to understand you more. In your name I pray. Amen. Hi, this is Pastor Rick. If you just prayed to accept Jesus Christ into your heart, congratulations. You're now my brother or sister in the Lord, and you need to tell somebody. And why don't you tell me? Write to me, rick@pastorrick.com. Just email me, rick@pastorrick.com, and tell me your story. I would love to read it. And by the way, I'll send you some free material to help you start in your new journey with the Lord. God bless you.
This is Pastor Rick's Daily Hope. We're so happy that you've chosen to study along with us today. If God has put someone on your mind, or if you've been encouraged while listening to this episode, would you share it? And be sure to sign up for Rick's free daily email devotional at PastorRick.com. Rick will be back in just a moment, but first, we have some really exciting news. Generous friends of Daily Hope have offered a $50,000 matching grant. That means whatever amount you give to help share the hope of Jesus worldwide will be matched, up to $50,000. So $25 becomes $50, $100 becomes $200, and $500 becomes $1,000. Whatever amount you give will be doubled by the grant. But don't wait, because this opportunity will be gone at the end of this month, and we'll miss out on any amount left over from the grant if not matched. Here's Rick to tell you more.
You know, I started Daily Hope so I could spread the good news about Jesus, not just across America, but all around the world. And we want people to know that God's Word is filled with hope and truth. And the power that we need to follow him every day is available to every single one. You know as well as I do that the Word of God changes lives. It's alive, it's active, and it breathes new life and new love into all of our lives. So wherever you listen to this, whether you listen on the website, whether you listen on a radio station, or whether you listen through a podcast, you're a part of the Daily Hope family, and I need your help. We could not do this without your support. Now, you know, I don't take any funds from this broadcast. We don't have any giant million-dollar donor who's giving big gifts to this. It comes from donations from listeners like you. We're 100% listener-funded. Would you continue to pray for this broadcast, and would you continue to support us? And write to me. Let me hear from you. I absolutely love reading the stories that are sent to me. So write me, pray for me, and support this ministry. And God will bless it, and God will bless you, and we'll get to heaven, and we'll thank God for all the people who are going to be in heaven because you cared.
When you give a gift to Daily Hope, you're helping share the hope of Jesus with people everywhere. And this month, your gift will be doubled by the $50,000 matching grant. Go to PastorRick.com or text the word DAILY to 800-600-5004, and we'll send you Pastor Rick's 40 Days in the Word study kit to say thanks. Again, that's PastorRick.com or just text the word DAILY to 800-600-5004. Please be sure to join us again next time as we look into God's Word for our daily hope. This program is sponsored by Daily Hope Ministries and your generous financial support.